Peak 104.1. Good morning. I'm Robin Fox, joined by a very special guest this morning. Actually, he'll be playing at the Tower Theater this Friday, 7:30. You won't want to miss the show. His new album, Comfort and Joy, on its way out. Welcome to the show, Jim Brickman. Good morning.
Good morning, Robin. How are you?
Doing very well. We're so happy to have you on the show. Have you been to Bend before?
I have, and I did not want to leave.
What was your favorite part?
For somebody like me that lived in Los Angeles for so many years and then, you know, now lives in my hometown of Cleveland, Ohio.
Yeah.
It's like an escape. It's like, everybody's nice, everybody's friendly, and it's charming, and food, and culture, and like, oh my gosh. But I just loved it.
Well, good, good. Well, we'll be so happy to have you back. You've got the new album coming out. Are you excited? I mean, I've seen you post a bunch of stuff about it.
Yeah. I love doing holiday music. It's a great kickoff to the holidays. You know, so much of my music is about feeling comfortable and celebrating, having moments where you just escape with music. It's what I think music should do. So I love the fact that this is a really peaceful way to end the holidays without all the chaos.
I would say people are bound to use this album to get in the holiday spirit and play it around their families. I mean, does your family have a favorite holiday tradition?
My family's tradition involves snow. It is always snowing at Christmas time. And if I've had a tradition with my brothers ever since I was a little kid to go, when I was a kid, it was a mountain. Now it's a hill,
okay.
But sledding. It's just kind of a thing that my dad started, and it reminds me of Christmas, like the holidays. But we bring the holidays with us, so
yes.
It doesn't really matter.
If you've been nominated for multiple Grammys, who would you most like to collaborate with?
For the years, I've been so fortunate to work with the people that I've truly admired for so many years. You know, last year with Kenny Rogers on a Christmas song, Johnny Mathis, Carly Simon. My list has been cut down quite a bit because this album in particular, again, Johnny Mathis on this album. So,
do you have a favorite newer artist that you've kind of been intrigued by, somebody that kind of surprised you?
Well, I love singer-songwriters because I grew up in the 70s, and so to me, the definitive pop album is Carole King, Tapestry, and for somebody like Sarah Bareilles, who to me is like a present-day Carole King, you know, writes her own music, very heartfelt and emotional, love her music. You know, I love the pop writing of Bruno Mars. Those two are the first people that come to my mind when I think of, you know, great singer-songwriters.
Does Jim Brickman have anything weird on his concert rider? I mean, do you request anything? Do you have anything that you request when you tour different places?
You know, it's so funny that you should ask me that. They asked me to look over the rider to make sure that it was everything that I wanted.
Uh-huh.
And so I can't believe you're asking me that, but I'm so boring, Robin. I'd have to make something up to make it seem like, but you might think it's strange.
Okay.
Like the combination of things, but it's not like take out the red M&Ms or, you know, something like that. But I try really hard to be healthy because I figure if the junk isn't around, then I won't eat it. I cut out like pizza from it, and you know, there's no drinking on my tour or anything like that. It's very boring. I don't know, some like dark chocolate. Isn't that really thrilling?
That's,
maybe some quinoa and dark chocolate.
Wow. Yeah, that's pretty. That's very rock star of you.
Not dark chocolate quinoa.
So there's not going to be any trashing hotel rooms, is what you're saying.
Yes, but I will tell you that we have Ozzy Osbourne's old tour bus.
Really?
Yeah, just by nature, I think it comes with, you know, its own brand of
a certain pressure to perform
exactly.
and be kind of crazy. Yeah. Okay. Well, that is actually pretty interesting. Have you found anything weird in the bus?
First, I had to fumigate it. So that
okay.
first was done.
Yeah.
I kept the zebra bedspread in the closet, so we still have that, but I had to get that dry cleaned too.
Well, that was probably a good idea. Yeah. Okay.
And some of the mirrors are still on the ceiling.
Okay. All right. All you need is champagne on ice. You're good to go.
Yeah. Well, caviar.
It's going to be so great to have you here, Jim. We're so excited.
Thank you.
Jim Brickman at the Tower Theater this Friday, 7:30 is the time. Get your tickets at towertheater.org. New album coming out. It's called Comfort and Joy. Be sure to pick it up. And jimbrickman.com if you want more information on the tour. And Jim, we're looking forward to seeing you this Friday. Thanks so much for coming to Bend again.
Thank you, Rob. And I'll see everybody then. We are going to have a really good time. So come and join us.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you. You, Robin.